This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite and the internet. And let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out always to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, as well as the security guards and U.S. Coast Guard. And let's not forget the people that are out there keeping us free and safe, whoever they might happen to be. Now, we also want you to know that you can follow us over, and we appreciate everybody that's out there on the road, the over-the-road drivers, the 18-wheel drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, male and female, also the FedEx and the UPS, and that goes for James, it goes for John, that goes for Felix, the bulk mail haulers, all in the mail, all around the area, and a special shout-out to them. And let's not forget about the five-time, that's what I said, five-time NASCAR championship driver who retired this year, who's really, you know, inspired a lot of people, and we'll get into all that and more in a minute, but I want to get started right now with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Armed American Radio, he's up there in a secret location north of Atlanta, Georgia. So, Mr. Mark Walters, a special shout-out to you, and good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say live from the bunker. Yeah. All right. You want to say
always a pleasure.
Want to say the pleasure, pledge, my friend?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big story of the day, everywhere, anywhere you look, is about what Republican congressman, Mr. Comer, is going to be doing today with his committee. They are releasing the information. This is bombshell information about the Biden money cabal and where this money came from and where it went to. And I'm going to read the official press release because I don't want anything to be confused here. The official press release goes like this. The committee has already obtained thousands of pages of fiscal records related to the Biden family and their associates' transactions. Recently, the committee revealed one deal that had resulted in several members of the Biden family and their companies receiving $1 million in more than 15 incremental payments from a Chinese company in China. And then he goes on to finish out by saying the Wednesday morning press conference is scheduled to be able to declare the facts, these facts, and release them to the public once and for all. That's what I got here.
Comer's got Biden dead to rights.
Yes, sir.
The problem is, because as he said, just I think it was yesterday on Newsmax, he said during an appearance with Greta Van Susteren, he said, we have bank records, we have evidence that shows that the Biden family was involved in this extensive influence peddling thing. It wasn't just the president's son, it was the entire family.
Yep.
This is of the utmost concern to our committee. We're concerned about our national security, and we're wondering whether or not this president's compromised because of the millions of dollars his family's received from adversaries around the world. The problem that we have here is going to be mainstream media and coverage.
Yep.
That's the problem. You know, I told my kids a long time ago, my daughter asked me one time when we were at a convention, I had a lot of people come up to me and say hello, and my kids were kind of young. They didn't understand why. Well, we were at a National Rifle Association convention, I believe it was in Charlotte a number of years ago. And she said, Daddy, are you famous? I said, honey, you're only famous if somebody knows who you are. Okay? Kind of joking about that, but it's a true statement. We're only going to hear about this if the media tells us, and what they tell us and how they tell us. This is going to be the big question. Is there something here that the media is going to run with? They're going to cover for this guy like nobody's business. Captain, we're talking about a media and people that will look you in the face at midnight and tell you the sun is shining and do it with no remorse whatsoever, none. And if you question them, they'll have you thrown out of the press conference for even suggesting that they're lying to you. So that remains to be seen. I'm hopeful, but I'm skeptical.
Well, I agree with everything you said. And the people will have to make up their own mind about this. And if they want to pursue it, it'll have to be John Q. Public doing the pursuing and demanding that we get answers. Because I've seen some of this. I've been paying close attention to it, as you probably have, too. And it's just too obvious that this president was bought and paid for by the Chinese government.
There's no question about it. But if they don't hear anything about it, they don't know. Yeah, look, you got the NRA is a great example. You got 4 or 5 million members of the National Rifle Association that don't have any clue that Wayne LaPierre is in trouble with James or their membership.
Hold that thought, my friend. Folks, you're coming right back with Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvano. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and that would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Now, the dealerships are scattered a little bit, but we are going to tell you where they're at. First of all, Moss Acura, Moss Nissan side-by-side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then you have the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, Florida, State Route 50, right up against the Suncoast Parkway. You'll see it right there. Big, beautiful, brand-new facility. And then the flagship store is at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, Moss Nissan. Now, Memorial Day weekend, we will be out at all three dealerships. I will be in Tampa at the Acura and the Nissan dealership with the Moss family group, as well as with the Trump bus. Lenny and the Trump bus are going to be there, and we're going to be right around the bus. We're going to spend most of the day there at the dealership, and we'll be having some stuff we'll be giving away. Probably have some hot dogs and hamburgers there, too, and all that good stuff. Then the following day, we'll be up in Brooksville, and then the next day, we'll be in Newport Richey. So we're going to get out. We're going to be with the bus. You'll see that big bus. Come on out and see what the Trump family travels in when they're out there on the road riding around from point to point here in Florida. All righty. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Back to Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
I got a caller here. Let's see who's on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Iron Mike. I just have a comment, and Mark might add his 2 cents worth, or 20 cents, $100 worth. Anyway, he might comment on it. If that goes in appeal, the Trump case goes into appeal, there's no payment until it's settled. I'm not a lawyer, but it's always been that way. And there was a little bit of a questioning whether they'd get the money and he'd have to get it back.
That's right.
But she won't get a dime until the appeal's over.
Mm. Okay.
That's correct. Yeah, let me say this about that case.
Thanks, Iron Mike.
All right. I find this fascinating, you know, about the Trump case. There's a lot of we were talking yesterday. Should he have just paid her and made it go away under a non-disclosure agreement? He's running for president now for a third time. Does he need this out there? I'm going to tell you right now, I think Trump made the smart move because everyone knows that they're piling on Trump. Yeah. Everybody knows what's happening. And here you got a Clinton-appointed judge, a New York jury. Same thing. The fix is in. It doesn't look good. You know, some people are onto it. I think this just bodes well for Trump going down the road. Nobody cares about this. This story doesn't have legs. Unless you're looking at left-wing garbage, paying attention to Joy Reid at the readout, who's an idiot in her own right, or reading the Drudge Report, which used to be a place for conservative news, which is now just, you know.
It's a rag.
It's a rag for liberal mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I agree with everything you just said. Yep.
So I don't think it's a big deal. I think from the public perspective, Trump comes out of this a winner. That's just my opinion.
Yep. I agree with everything that you just said. Now, let's before we go on to talking about the gun news that we have here, let's talk about Tucker Carlson and his move. He apparently has teamed up with Elon Musk to take his show, and I don't know who did the research on this, but he's going to put up an hour television show. I don't know if it's going to be daily, weekly, twice a week, what it's going to be, on Twitter. And apparently, he can do it.
Yeah, he can. I mean, you saw his statement on Twitter the other day. By the time I saw it, it had like 5.5 million views on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a problem that I see with this. And maybe it's just me. I use Twitter. I hate it. I'm there because I kind of have to be. And I would recommend to listeners, if you don't have a Twitter account and don't need one, for gosh sakes,
don't start
swimming in that cesspool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back and look at some Pew Research from last year, in fact, it was May 5th of last year, 23% of U.S. adults say they use Twitter. The majority of those people are Democrats at 32%, Republicans coming in at about 15% of users of Twitter. So, you know, of those users, 32% identify as Democrats, the other 15% of their identify as Republicans, and then there's others. But so it's a majority Democrat over there. It's still not, while it's mainstream, the mainstream media loves to use Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask my father if he's on Twitter or where he saw something, he's going to tell you he saw it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that it has the audience. Most Americans still get their news, believe it or not, from ABC or NBC so they can all CBS.
I do believe it.
More Americans through the major networks than they do from all cable combined to this day. So the question becomes, how visible will it be? It will be very visible to everybody in the Twitter sphere.
Mm-hmm.
How visible will it be outside the Twitter sphere when 23% of Americans say they use Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
And those people that don't, those people that have absolutely no idea what we're talking about or what happened to Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So who knows?
Yep.
I guess, as they say down south, Captain, we're fitting to find out.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Guns. Texas had a rough week a week or so ago. I don't know where any of this is going to go. There are some other states that we'll get into here in a second that are planning on convening their legislatures and whatnot. But what's going to happen in Texas? There's a lot of comments coming out of there.
Well, let me say this. Texas had a rough week. Let's go a little bit farther. Why did Texas have a rough week? Because criminals, psychopaths, decided to commit crimes in Texas. The law-abiding, decent American gun owners did nothing wrong in the state of Texas,
mm-hmm.
period. To the tune of millions. Texas is a state with about 22, 23 million people. the vast majority of all Texans. And I was watching, I kind of have to watch this nonsense, but Joy Reid made a comment the other day on her stupid show on MSDNC. She said, is it safe to even visit a red state now? Is it safe? Completely ignoring that the vast majority, over 95% of violent crime, occurs in Democrat-run blue cities. Even the blue cities where the crime that she's talking about in red states is occurring in blue cities in red states. It's all Democrat-controlled. Again, these are people that will look you square in the face and tell you that the sun is shining at midnight. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Abbott, you're talking likely about the age to increase. It came out of a committee in Texas to increase the age to buy a rifle from 18 to 21. I don't think that's going to fly. I'm that right there. I don't think it's going to fly.
Okay. Very good. Now, Tennessee, they had a couple of shootings there. The governor, Governor Lee.
Mm-hmm. Governor
Lee. Yeah, that's true. Governor Lee has called for a special session of the Tennessee legislature to talk about the school shootings.
Lee, sadly, is doing the same thing that we saw Scott do in the state of Florida, you know, days after Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
And weeks after Parkland. Who is he caving to? He's got Republican majorities, solid in Tennessee. Who is he caving into? Does he believe from a political sense? No, he's turned. So is his true nature coming out? Why is he doing what he's doing in seeking the special? Who is he trying to impress, I should say? Who's he trying to reach?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to pick up any more Democrat support. He's termed out. What difference does it make to him? It's media. He's literally attempting to do what Scott did, and that is appease the media, who is attacking him viciously. And this is why Republicans are weak-kneed. And, you know, we had better start taking a page out of the playbook of the Democrats, Captain. All right? Scott Baio, who just moved to Florida, somewhere on the west coast of Florida, he's likely right around you in Sarasota or down in Naples, okay, made a comment the other day. I'd vote Democrat if I felt the people, those Democrats, could fix what's going on in California. No Democrat would ever vote for a Republican, no matter if they were capable of fixing what's going on in California or not. And therein lies the difference. Republicans are wishy-washy at the top. They're all a bunch of Mitch McConnells, and Lee is proving himself to be none of the same. What he should have done is what Scott should have done. He should have put his fist on the table and said, absolutely not am I going to compromise the rights of millions of law-abiding Tennesseans because of the actions of two scumbags. Never. No. Moving on. Next question, please. But these people don't have the cojones to do it.
Well, my friend, we've come to the end of the segment. We've had some very spirited conversation, had a lot of comments so far on the Internet, and I will talk to you again soon. Have a great day.
You bet. Thanks, Captain.
All right. That's Mark Walters, everybody. Armed American Radio. Armed American Radio. Google it. Look it up. You'll find it. Armed American Radio. And I'll be right back. Don't. Go. Anywhere.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The killer in last weekend's Texas shopping mall massacre had neo-Nazi sympathies. According to the latest update from state police, Hank Sibley with the Texas Department of Public Safety said there was no manifesto found, however.
We are trying to get into his computer and on social media and find out, you know, whether he had anything that he'd publicized or been out.
He stopped short of calling it an act of domestic terrorism. A Russian social media site linked to the gunman has a selfie showing a swastika tattoo and posts that show a deep affinity for Nazi culture. And Tucker Carlson says his show is relaunching on Twitter.
Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter.
The former Fox News host said the new show would be coming soon, but an exact date was not mentioned. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there, Pete and Seth Talbot, out there in the great state of Washington, where they make Relief Factor. Yep, the stuff I've been taking for going on 12 years. I take it every morning without fail with my breakfast. That's how I get it started. I'll get my day started. And it works. That's why I take it. It works. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be taking it. Now, this is a product that if you've got pain, if you've got aches, if you've got muscle pulls, joint aches, whatever the case may be, this product will go straight to the source of your pain and help you get rid of it. Now, that's because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which steer this pain-relieving product towards whatever the problem is you've got. And, for example, if the pain's in your left foot or your left ankle or your left wrist and you take the pills, it's going to work. And these are capsules. These are not pills. And four in a little pack for you. And, by the way, $19.95 is all it costs to get started on the three-week quick start, $19.95. The website to go to, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us today. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, it's been a busy week so far. Busy, busy.
There you go, man. We're at hump day, so everybody's getting through the middle of the week, and let's make it a great day. And, the 76ers win game 5 in Boston to put the Celtics on the brink of elimination, Captain. Hmm. A lot of people feel 76ers in Philly are the best team in basketball, so we shall see if they can keep it going. But Walker takes over in the fourth quarter, and Lakers win one. One win away from eliminating the Golden State Warriors. So Golden State's always been going deep into the playoffs. This might be the end of it. You know, there's a story there about the Lakers, Captain. LeBron James' son is going to be going to the USC Trojans. Well, yesterday, for a lot of basketball fans out there, the rebound king, Dennis Rodman, from the Bulls and then the Detroit Pistons. Well, his son is going to go to USC now. So you can have, you know, two famous basketball player's sons going there. So that coach is going to have two guys over his shoulder. I think he's going to be the one that is going to have a tough job next year, Captain. You know, so we'll see how things transpire there out in USC. I'm curious if the kids are going to go one and done or they'll go 2 years. I'm sure it's going to depend on how they regroup. I have a question for you, Captain, and the audience also. If you were the owner of a basketball team and LeBron James said, look, you can have me come to your team for a year or two, but you need to, you know, bring my son aboard, draft him, and then you get us as a package. Would you do that, Captain?
Maybe. I wouldn't say yes, and I wouldn't say no, but I would have to look at the money aspect, and that would be where I would make my decision, because I definitely would be looking to make a profit as a business person, so that's what would direct my thought.
I can appreciate that. A lot of people said the same thing, Captain, you know, depending on what LeBron is going to want as his salary and then whatever his son, you know, mm-hmm. would be up on the market. So, no, very good points. I'm sure it would sell some tickets. I'm curious, you know, that would make the team better to do something in the playoffs. I remember when Ken Griffey Jr. played with his dad, Ken Griffey, out there in Seattle. That was pretty cool to see. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a lot of fun to watch. So it'd be interesting. Some interesting news in NASCAR. Two Penske crew members were suspended, you know, for the Kansas tire violation. They did some things there in a pit. They were a little suspect, and now they suspended them. That was a great race up there in Kansas, and it'll be a great race this weekend coming, too. Captain, I don't know if you heard about West Virginia University's basketball coach, Huggins. He used a homophobic slur during a radio show, and now he's getting some heat for it. Captain, you know, when you and I grew up, I have to, you know, ask you this. Weren't you taught sticks and stones will break your bones, but words would never harm you?
Yeah, it was.
When did we start getting away from that? And does it make sense to you, sir?
Well, no, it doesn't. People have too soft of a skin these days. You have to stand up and guts it out and show a little bit of character. And the character is standing up for what you believe in, okay? Not just because the woke crowd goes along with something and you're going to go along with them because you don't want to lose Louie as a friend or this, that, and the other, and all they're doing is going along because they're going along to get along. That's part of the problem.
Couldn't agree with you more, Matt. I just wish we'd get back to, you know, that type of mindset. You know, you and I both agree there's no need for bullying. There's no need for, you know, just constant repetitiveness of talking. But, you know, when you and I grew up, you know, we'd say to each other things that, you know, probably today definitely wouldn't go. But back then it was just either just needling each other or just trying to get under somebody's skin. You know, they just trash talking, you know, in sports now is still there. I mean, sometimes that gets overboard. There's a limit and a time and a place on all of it. But I mean, we just got to get back to the times that men were men and stood up for each other, in my humble opinion. So, NHL captain, the playoff action there to go over with the people listening right now. The Golden Knights, you know, won 5-1 over the Edmonton Oilers. They're leading the series 2-1. The Hurricanes up, put it on the Devils. Now they're leading 3-1. 6-1, they beat them. And the Stars beat the Kraken. So that series is tied. Seattle, the expansion team, is doing very well. And to hang in there, they're doing a great job. And then tonight, Captain, we'll have the Maple Leafs at the Panthers, Golden Knights at the Oilers, and then the Devils at the Hurricanes will play tomorrow, as well as the Kraken and the Stars. So, big game up there. The Panthers, if they win this one, they sweep the Maple Leafs. They're playing down in South Florida. It's crazy how the sports there in South Florida has really blossomed, Captain, this past year, from the NCAA basketball tournament to the Panthers. The Marlins are playing better. The Heat are playing well. So, interesting that that has occurred. So, and the Rays are still doing it up, Captain. How about those Rays? I mean, what a great year they're having. 29-8. Okay. 7-3 in their last 10. I'm impressed with the Orioles, though. We talked about, you know, a couple months ago, you and I saying they're going to be a better team this year.
They are.
Now they're 20-13. And, you know, they train here in Florida. And it's neat. We have a lot of cool teams that train in Florida.
Sarasota.
Good old Sarasota, man. And out there in out west in Arizona, all the listeners out there have a lot of great spring training there in the Cactus League, too. So I want to give them credit. Also, Captain, you know, I want the people to know what I do professionally as you publicize me, and I greatly appreciate it. And just try to help out people with their insurance and finance needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. As we like to say, I'll talk a little sports with you. We can go meet and have a cup of coffee. It behooves you to at least call me and see if I can save you any money on your insurance needs, okay? Especially in today's economy with inflation being through the roof. If there's a way we can tweak your policy to save you money and give you a little more breathing room on a monthly basis, why not do that? It just doesn't make sense not to call me and see if I can help you. And if I can't, you know, well, at least I got a good policy for what I have. I spoke to somebody yesterday, Captain, and I told him, look, what you have, I can't touch, and I wouldn't touch. Either they're going through continuity of coverage issues, mm-hmm. or that can't get them a better rate, Captain. That's going to happen, you know. But mm-hmm. I'm honest with them, and I tell them that. And then we try next year. Please refer me somebody. So that's what it's all about. We'll see if we can gain you some more money and help you out. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Look forward to talking to you Friday about the great sports coming up this weekend, sir.
All right, have a good one. Patrick Highland, the Sports Quarterback, Sports Zone. Go to the Sports Zone on Facebook. That's the Sports Zone. Find out all about them. They got a great little page over there. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Oh, yeah. God bless America's right. Okay, folks. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends down there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they are the guys and gals, they get it done right. First time, every time. They're absolutely the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And I'll tell you a little secret here. I've been doing business with them and talking to them on the radio, talking about them on the radio ever since I hit the area here. And they're a long time sponsor. And we appreciate what they do, and we appreciate how they do it, because they have installation, they have on-site cleaning, they have parts and repairs. They'll come here in the local area and take care of your problems. But you should stop by their store down there at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota at the corner, right there with McIntosh, and see what they have to offer. By the way, if you want to call, you can do that too. Schedule an appointment, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Excellent company. Excellent company. local people. Everybody in there is local, and they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Okay, let's go to the telephone line, and we have the consumer quarterback on the line, Brandon Rimes. And there's quite the story behind what it is that he does. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, Brandon is able to take complaints that you have from around the country and try to help you out because of the network that he is a part of. And as a consumer quarterback, you got to get it right, or you know you're going to be in trouble because you're telling everybody you're going to help people to begin with that are consumers. So tell us about your network and how that works when somebody calls, and let's say maybe they're in Phoenix or they're in Jersey City or maybe they're in Baltimore and they tell you, I got a problem with this, that, and the other, and I can't get nothing done. Can you help me?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we set out to be a consumer advocate 10 years ago with our show On Air. And over the years, we've assembled quite the network. As you mentioned, we have, you know, all types of great attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, mortgage, real estate, home service providers associated with the show. And, you know, people, the goal is to help people save time and money when it comes to their daily lives, their different decisions in life. And you know, we also bring up different situations that will help them avoid scams and avoid, you know, different issues. There's a lot of scams going on right now with the advent of artificial intelligence and chat GPT. And so we had one just last week, a couple weeks ago, where a friend, it's actually a friend of the program, a former contributor on the show, her daughter basically got scammed out of thousands of dollars by these crooks that were using her. What they did is they used her phone number, the mom's phone number. They had a digital voiceover of the mother. They said, we have your mother at gunpoint. Give us the money or we're going to kill her. We're going to shoot her. And then they played a clip of her mother saying something to the effect of, yeah, give them the money. It's me. I'm here. Give them the money. They got me. I'm in the back seat of the car. Give them the money. So they're able to, the criminals, the crooks are able to utilize any kind of video and make it into, and copy and utilize that voice. So, my advice in that situation would be to come up with a family, safe word, you know, because then they could have replied, well, what's the safe word? What's the private word? And if they didn't know that, then, you know, you could have possibly avoided that situation.
Wow. I'm telling you, that's almost like being in Mexico and getting kidnapped.
Yeah. These criminals, these perps, they're doing all kinds of things in real estate, too, real estate sales. They're, you know, of course, scamming people out of money and creating fake advertisements. Most of the times that's a rental. It's going to look like a rental. They're going to take a listing that's an actual listing for real estate, but they'll make it like a rental opportunity, and they'll make it look like a really good deal, you know, a nice big house for a small amount of money. And, you know, they'll say, well, mail your cashier's check. We're only accepting cashier's checks here. Mail it to this P.O. box. So that's a red flag there. Don't, you know, you never mail to a P.O. box because, you know, there's nothing behind that. If you can't get face-to-face or need a knee with these people, in that situation, that's another scam. So you got to be careful about that.
Well, I got a question here from a listener, and this listener is in Georgia. Her name is Alice, and she's saying, good morning. Perhaps you could help me out. How do you get rid of a squatter in your home when law enforcement does everything they can to protect the squatter from throwing them out on the street, and the homeowner is the one that has to do all the work? That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, too, when it comes to squatters. What I do is I have real estate attorneys that I would defer that to, and each state is going to have different rules and laws. So in Georgia, that would be, you know, you'd have to talk to a real estate attorney. You could also talk to a property management company. They're going to have probably some expertise in that area relating to the local municipality, the local laws.
Wow. You know, I even to think about that, I'm thinking to myself out loud here, even to think about that, that's rough, because I know I've heard of people taking months to get people out of a house.
Yeah, exactly, especially if you go that route and, you got to be careful about
that. And then when you get the place, it's trashed.
Yep, it's going to be trashed. Yep, exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, man. You got to, some of those rules, some of those laws are not put, they're not made out to help the average, ordinary, middle-class American. They're set out to, embolden these criminals in some cases.
Okay, well, tell us how we can get a hold of you and what it is that you do.
Yeah. So I'm Brandon Rimes, and my wife and I own a top real estate team here in Tampa Bay. But we can help you worldwide with our Keller Williams Realty Network. We're part of the number one real estate company in the world is Keller Williams Realty. And we've been in business for 20 years here in Tampa Bay. I've been on air for 10 years as a talk show host and a consumer advocate. So we'd love to help you, and we can help you in any state, any country, across the globe, because we've got an awesome network through Keller Williams Realty. You can call or text 813-917-1894. That's a direct dial cell phone text, 813-917-1894. And if we can't directly help you, we'll find a resource that we can point you to. And also our website, consumerqb.com. My show is called The Consumer Quarterback Show. So it's consumerqb.com. Submit an email form as well. There's an email form right there that if you wanted to just shoot a quick email, we'll make sure we get right back to you before my head hits the pillow on that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. By the way, are you sleeping on a my pillow?
I got a special type of pillow that Mike doesn't sell. It helps me because I'm a side sleeper. It's kind of shaped like a V, and it's a really awesome pillow that I utilize. But I love Mike. We do have some of those in the house, though.
Buy one, get one. He puts out the new pillow now, it's a buy one, get one. Unbelievable.
2.0.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, Brandon, look forward to talking to you again next week. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. You too. Thank you. That's Keep up good work out there.
Thank you. That's Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. His website is consumerqb.com. You can hear him on the radio weekdays, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 on my flagship station here in Tampa, if you want to listen and see what he has to say. And he can help you. I know he's helped people outside the area. I know he has. So he can help you if you're in Georgia or Alabama or wherever you're at with his network that he has. And what he'll do is you get a hold of consumerqb.com, the website. Send him a message. His number's on there. Tell him what it is you got going on. And he'll step in and see what he can do to help you out of the problem you got. Okay, that's it for today. Another great day in the neighborhood, I'll tell you. Another great day. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to everybody that chimed in on the messenger, too. I'll see y'all tonight. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.